Let us turn back again today in Psalm 139 for a beautiful spiritual thought for the day. Our thought for the day will be the omnipresence of God's Spirit. As we read in verse 7 through 12, we find these words of the psalmist saying, "Whither shall I go from thy Spirit? And whither shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend up into heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee." So we see the omnipresence of God's Spirit mentioned by the psalmist here in four different places. He declared the omnipresence of God's Spirit. That is, in other words, God's Spirit everywhere. There's no place that you can flee to but what you won't find God's Spirit, because it's an omnipresent Spirit. He said, if I go to heaven, if I go to hell, if I go to the earth, or if I go to darkness. These are the four different places. So there's nowhere that we can flee from God. Now that thought should make us more mindful of God's presence with us. When we want to do evil, for example, note that God's eyes are there, running to and fro throughout the world to show himself strong in the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him. But if you're doing evil, then his heart's going to be just as strong to judge you. We cannot escape the omnipresent eye of God. So he's present wherever that we are. If we're doing good and we're feeling hurt and sad because no one seems to take notice of the good that we're doing, we shouldn't feel bad, because God's Spirit is omnipresent. His eye is there to behold what we're doing and to make a note, because every deed, good or bad, will receive its own reward accordingly. Now, so the psalmist said, if I flee and I go up to heaven, if I accept Jesus Christ as my Savior and ascend up to heaven, he will be there. He said, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. So whether we're in heaven or whether we're in hell, God will be there with his power and justice to reward us for every deed that we did, good or bad, every thought that we thought, good or bad. And so, beloved, he said, if I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost part of the sea, that's a portion of the earth. In other words, if we take the wings of the morning, if you were a little fairy, as it were, and you were able to climb aboard the first sunbeam, the first ray of light that begins to peep up through the over the eastern horizon, and ride that sunbeam to the furthest part of the earth, you would not be able to escape the Lord. He dwells in light, and he knows where we are, and his Spirit is omnipresent to be with us. So there's nowhere that we can flee from God. He knows the good we do. He knows the evil that we do. And he said, even there shall thy hand lead me, and thy right hand shall hold me. He will be there to give us and to measure out the pleasure and the pain. Sometimes people even try with the blessing of light to escape the pain of this world. But wherever you go, he will be there to measure out your portion. So, beloved, it's good if we recognize the omnipresence of God's Spirit, that we cannot flee from him. We must surrender to him. The fourth thing that we see here is the darkness. He said, if I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. So he said, the night, the darkness, the night, the light, it's all the same to God. We cannot hide from the Lord. With God, the night shines just as the light. So how foolish we are, and how foolish man is. It's like the murderer. It's like the adulterer. They wait for the night to come, and they think they're hiding. They're covering themselves with darkness, thinking that God doesn't see. And they have more fear of the sight of man with the light of natural day than they do the omnipresent spirit, the omnipresent eye of God that's tuned in just as much in the dark as he is in the light. It's both alike to him. You know, mortal man really became deceived when he received the wisdom of the serpent in the Garden of Eden. And so, beloved, let us have that thought for the day, that we might reverence God, that we might fear God, that we might respect his omnipresence. If we respect his omnipresence, we won't be discouraged. Jesus said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will be with you unto the end. And so Jesus is always with us. The feelings that we feel sometimes, that we're all alone and that no one understands, no one cares, these are false feelings. These are illusions that we inherited from Adam the first. The truth is, the light is, that God's omnipresent spirit is always with us, with the warmth of his love, with the enlightenment of his power, to lead and to guide us into all truth. So we never have to be lonely. We never have to be sad. We never have to walk in darkness. Jesus said, if you walk in the light, as he is in the light, we'll have fellowship one with another. And so, it's so wonderful to recognize the omnipresence of his spirit. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. And so if we respect and reverence his omnipresent spirit, that knowledge will set us free from feeling alone and feeling discouraged and feeling sad. It will set us free from the false illusion of looking to mortal man for the pat on the back, for encouragement here, encouragement there. We can look straight to our Lord Jesus Christ, and then we can go out and give to others through Jesus Christ what we are desiring them to give to us in the first place. So our thought for the day is that we have reverence and respect for the Lord Jesus Christ and for his divine spirit, knowing that spirit is in heaven, it's in hell, it's in the earth, and it is in darkness. Nowhere can we escape the divine omnipresence of his spirit and the knowledge that he has for us here. And we will meet his power and his justice in all four of those places. Wherever we go, we will find Jesus Christ being the just one, like the word declares him to be. He's honest, he's just, he's faithful, he's good, he's true. And whatever he allows to happen in our lives is for his glory and for our good. So we appreciate his blessing, his presence, and his power to us. God's spirit is indeed an omnipresent spirit. So let's reverence that today. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your wonderful omnipresent spirit that is here today. And we pray, Lord, that you'll take these words of truth by thy omnipresent spirit, and you will lead them into the hearts and minds of people in Radio Land today, that we might reverence thee, that we might respect thee, that we might grow in grace and in knowledge of thee today by reason of meditating upon thee, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.